With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Could Texas Senator Ted Cruz end up in the Supreme Court? That was the intriguing possibility raised yesterday by President Trump.
No, those are all great names. Every one of those names is a great name. Now, Ted Cruz, the nice part about him is we'd get a 100% approval. Every Democrat would vote yes, and every Republican would vote yes, because they would love to get elected to Senate, all of them. So that he's the only one that would be a guaranteed confirmation, and he's a smart guy. He's a good guy.
The president was appearing on Salem Radio Network talk show host Hugh Hewitt's show and was asked who he thought would be a good high court possible nominee in the next 3 years he's in the White House. In his Salem interview, the president spoke very highly, by the way, of Ted Cruz, who was a one-time rival during Mr. Trump's successful candidacy for the presidency in 2016. The House has voted to renew Obamacare subsidies for 3 years. Here's correspondent Greg Clugston.
17 House Republicans voted with Democrats to continue the health insurance tax credits that expired at the end of December. GOP leaders were unable to stop the vote because enough lawmakers signed a discharge petition to overrule the House Speaker. The bill now goes to the Senate, where pressure is building for a similar bipartisan compromise. Greg Clugston, Washington.
More bloodshed in the streets. This time, U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents shooting and wounding two people in Portland, Oregon, Thursday. A spokesman says agents acted in self-defense when the driver of a vehicle they'd pulled over tried to run them down. And that fatal ICE shooting in Minnesota sparking a jurisdiction clash now between Minnesota and federal authorities. This is SRN News. Well, Christian leaders urging prayers for peace following the capture of Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro.
Faith leaders who minister to Christians in Venezuela and to the Venezuelan diaspora in the United States are being met with uncertainty and high emotions. The Venezuelan National Baptist Convention is asking that God would bring what they're calling a climate of peace and calm for the Venezuelan people. The Catholic Archbishop of Miami, who ministers to a large Venezuelan community, said there is an anxiousness about what is next, but he believes the church has a key role to play in helping that country move forward. George Williams reporting.
Pro-life groups calling on Congress to keep the Hyde Amendment, which bars federal money from being spent on abortion services. Earlier in the week, President Trump urged House Republicans to be flexible on the issue. National Right to Life says the Hyde protections must not be weakened. This is SRN News. Wall Street drifted Thursday with defense stocks offsetting some losses in tech. Here's Seth Soutell.
Major indexes ended mixed on Wall Street as gains for defense contractors were offset by losses in big tech companies. The S&P 500 barely budged on Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 270 points. That's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.4%. Makers of weapons and other military equipment rallied after President Donald Trump said he wants to sharply increase government spending on defense. Northrop Grumman, Lockheed Martin, and L3Harris Technologies helped lead the way. Several big tech companies, including NVIDIA, fell. Seth Soutell, New York.
It's that time of the year. IRS will start accepting 2025 tax returns January 26th, the official start of the tax filing season. And if you take too long, well, the deadline is April 15th. More details, srnnews.com.